USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Heightened tensions between the United States and Iran after Iran shot down a drone on Thursday. President Trump is leaving everyone hanging when asked if the U.S. will go to war with Iran.
You'll find out.
You'll find out.
I mean, obviously, you know, we're not going to be talking too much about it. You're going to find out. They made a very big mistake.
It was a shocking day at the trial of a former Navy SEAL accused of killing an ISIS prisoner overseas. Chief Edward Gallagher has been accused of a premeditated murder while serving in Iraq. However, U.S. Navy SEAL Corey Scott, who served as a medic, rocked the courtroom by testifying that he was the one who killed the prisoner during cross-examination. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a 7-2 ruling to allow a World War I Peace Cross to remain on public land in Maryland. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
An annual report on a global problem has been issued by the feds. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The 2019 Trafficking in Persons report from the U.S. State Department is naming China, Iran, North Korea, Syria, Venezuela, and other nations as nations that do not fully comply with efforts to stop the problem, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
That action and the message that flows with it is very clear. If you don't stand up to trafficking, America will stand up to you.
The report saying 77% of human trafficking victims are exploited on their own soil. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials in Riviera Beach, Florida are paying $600,000 in ransom to hackers who took control of the city's data. An employee last month clicked on a malicious email opening the door for the hackers to take control of computers, websites, police databases, and phones. The council decided to make the payment Monday night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
During a congressional hearing about potential reparations to descendants of slavery, former NFL player Burgess Owens suggested that if anyone was responsible for paying reparations, it was the Democratic Party. Owens also pointed out that reparations were not necessary and would send the wrong message to future generations. Chris Harris is the executive director of Unhyphenated America. He tells Fox News,
"The black people I know who are the happiest in America are those who realize that they're part of the fortunate 4.2% of the world's population to be living in here in America. But, you know, here's the about the issue of slavery and reparations. You know, when you continually put someone first and they put you last, that makes you a political chump. And we keep putting forward this issue every year. There's the same people, the same congressmen putting forth this issue every year, or at least they put it forth every year when there's a Republican in the White House. Mm-hmm. But yet they've had multiple opportunities to put forth this issue. They had it ever since the Congressional Black Caucus has existed. There was a time when Jimmy Carter was in the White House and he had complete control of the Congress. There was a time when Bill Clinton had complete control of the Congress. There was a time when Barack Obama had complete control of the Congress. Yep. If it was going to happen, it would have happened then. But it's not going to happen. Black folks, listen, I really want to tell you, it's not going to happen. They're treating you like Lucy treated Charlie Brown.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.